Joining me is Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossy. And Dan, help me recap these grain markets ahead of course, the big news for Wednesday, where we signed that phase one agreement between the U.S. and China.
Yeah, that is the big day of the week is Wednesday, that agreement. The Chinese are in Washington, D.C. There's, of course, talks ongoing. But traders here in Chicago became a little reluctant to buy into the idea that immediate purchases would be made. That gave us a little downturn in the soybean market. And then the drop in soybeans got some corn shorts to cover. And so we had a low volume mixed session. I think everybody's waiting for Wednesday, kind of like a USDA crop report. Beyond that, however, it will be South American weather and whether the Chinese do step forward with demand. Those will be key for the end of the week.
Anything in particular within any of the grain complexes, wheat, corn, soybeans, that really jumps out to you today?
Nothing really today. I think we still have some leftover effects from Friday's USDA crop report in which the USDA raised feed residual use in corn. That first quarter, big usage of corn feeding got the attention of a lot of traders. It's giving the corn market a bid. Whether or not it continues through the March quarterly report will be key. But I think once we get in beyond the holiday next Monday, a week from now we will be closed, I think a lot of the focus will shift over to South America and what's going on with their soy and corn crops. We're about 2% harvested down in Mato Grosso. We expect that harvest pace will kick in rather smartly in the next couple of weeks. So yields and production down in South America will be a close watching point for Chicago traders.
What about in those livestock markets? How did they settle today?
We settled lower in all livestock. The expectation that the cash cattle market may only be steady this week saw a little profit taking in that. We also saw, of course, the index fund rebalance, which is now in its fourth day. We've got one more day left. That index fund rebalance has people or funds selling cattle in both hogs. That did weigh in the nearby options. But we're hopeful anyway, once we get beyond the Tuesday's close, that as that rebalance is done, we'll get cash markets stabilizing or firming, particularly into hogs. Kill numbers will come down. We'll see a hog market that starts to move higher. Cattle will probably look towards the 130 high that we set last year in early February as being their next target. That's at least being discussed by traders here very actively.
Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossy.